Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So, are you writing a book? Are you thinking about writing a book? Today's podcast is about book marketing. Now, this kind of marketing is not a whole heck of a lot different than any other kind of marketing, but it has some specifics that you need to think about. A lot of people write books, but then they expect somebody else to do the marketing. I don't care whether you've got a publisher behind you or if you're doing a self-published book. You are in charge of the marketing. It's your brand. It's your business. You have to take control of it. So what does book marketing look like anyways? Well, here's the bottom line is you have a product just like anything else. It could be a widget. It could be a course. It could be a seminar. It's something that you have to create a reality for. That reality is who is your target audience? Now, I've heard this time and time and time again. People say, oh, well, my book is going to be good for everybody. Really? No, it can't be good for everybody. It's a targeted number of small business people that are going to want to buy your advice. Not everybody is going to want it. Let me give you another clear example of this. Say you're working on a children's book. Do you think you're marketing to children? How many kids do you know go on Amazon, whip out their credit card and buy books or go into a bookstore and buy it with their own money? Very few. What you're doing is you're marketing to the parents, and you need to know that target audience and make sure that you're communicating with them the way they want to be communicated to. So let's talk about marketing a book from a sequence. Okay, the first thing that you have to do is create some buzz around the book. Then you have to create the desire to purchase it, and then you have a launch day, and then you have post-launch day stuff, which means you're going to do some book signings. There are going to be some things that you're going to do after the book is actually launched. One of the best book launch sequences I've ever seen was by one of our guests, Brian G. Johnson. His book, The Trust Funnel, was so well marketed that he made it to number one on Amazon the day it launched. He did a great job. One of his philosophies was to make sure that influencers had a copy of the book. It was signed by him. It was sent to them. They didn't have to buy it. And what started happening is people were taking selfies with his book. That way, they're putting it up on social media, and their friends were seeing this book and going, ooh, what's that? And then you started seeing more and more people doing it. It created such a buzz on the internet that people were really excited the day it was launched. He also did a lot of other things that I'm going to suggest. The first thing is you need something to market to, even while you're in the process of writing a book, or you're doing a program, or you're doing a seminar, or something like that. You need something to market to. I had somebody create my book cover way in advance before the book was ever ready to be released. That's a mistake a lot of people make because they don't have something to market to. They just say, the book is coming, and then all of a sudden the book shows up and nobody knows what it looks like or where to find it. So the first thing I did was have somebody professionally design my book cover. And man, he did a great job. He actually took real bacon and molded it and put it in Photoshop and created the book title, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World. That gave me something to start the buzz going. The next thing that you want to do is you want to get a website. Now, you want to make sure the website name is reflective of the book, but you also don't want to make it, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World, because nobody's going to remember that or type in all the characters right. I chose a book title called Not About You. It's N-O-T-A-B-O-U-T, the letter U. And that becomes a moniker for me to be able to use for other books. I have a workbook. I've got the Bacon Bits book, and it starts out with It's Not About You, It's About Bacon Bits, 101 Relationship Marketing Tips. That way, I've got a place where my books have life. So I created a website, And with the first book, I put the cover on the homepage, and I put a little bit of an excerpt on the inside so that people could maybe read the first chapter. I put up reviews that people had put up already because I gave some people pre-order copies to review it and give me some feedback. I also had in there a way for people to communicate, and also all of the launch data, the date it was being launched, where they could find it on Amazon, everything they would possibly need to want to help other people find my book. To this day, that website still gets traffic, and it's still helping me sell books on Amazon. The next thing that you have to consider is your launch day strategy. So let's say your book is being launched July 1st. Okay, you've got to back time everything to make sure that you've got all of your ducks in a row. You're going to say a couple of weeks before, hey, the book is coming, check out the launch date. You'll put it up on social media. You'll send out emails. You'll get interviews on radio shows talking about your upcoming book. Whatever you can do to pre-promote, it's going to help you grow your sales. I didn't make it to number one on Amazon, but I did make it into the top 10, which makes it an Amazon bestseller. So I have that too. The other thing that you want to make sure is that you get those reviews. You get people to actually read the book and then go up on Amazon the day it's launched and put their reviews up there. You can't buy, purchase, or coerce reviews. Amazon is cracking down on that, and it's just a bad practice. So you have to make sure that you get your book into the hands of people that you know, like, and trust, who are going to read it and give you honest reviews, and have those lined up for launch day so that when your book is launched, people are saying, hey, check this thing out. It's great. So you're going to want to have some kind of marketing strategy, overarching marketing strategy, that's going to help you get your book seen and get it bought. You know, one of the biggest problems is that a lot of people who do self-published books just don't sell a lot. As a matter of fact, I've heard some people say people sell as little as 10, all the way up to maybe 150 or 250 books. Now, you know, my book cost a lot of money to produce. It cost me $5,000 between having a professional designer do the cover, have a professional designer do the inside and lay that out, an editor, a proofreader, an indexer, all of those kind of things. It cost a lot of money to produce. Now, let's say, you know, in a self-published book that you can make $5 online and $10 in person to sell these books. That means that, you know, on an average of, let's just say $750, in order for me to make that money back, I mean, I had to sell, you know, 500 to 1,000 books to break even. So you need to have a plan that says, can you do that? The other thing that you can do after the book is launched is do book signings. You have to set all those things up yourself, especially if you're self-published. So you're going to have to book a facility. You're going to have to get the food. You're going to have to invite people. You're going to have to market the heck out of it. But that book launch signing is going to help you get publicity, which means that you have to use PR people to help get the word out that your book is coming. Get it into local newspapers. Get those radio interviews done so people know it's coming. All of those are part of the marketing process of doing your book. Now, not all of us are J.K. Rowling and are going to sell millions of books, okay? Or any Tom Clancy or any of those people. Chances of us actually making money on writing a book are kind of slim. And even if you do, it's not going to pay off your kid's college education. But by far, it has been one of the best 300-page business cards I have ever produced. It's gotten me speeches all over the country. It's gotten people calling me up to do speeches locally. And it creates a lot of credibility. So having a good book, spending money on it, and doing it right is going to be a big boon to you, your brand, and your business. Whatever you do, don't cut corners. Invest in yourself, invest in your book, and it'll pay off. Now, just the fact of writing a book is a lot of work. I mean, it takes months and hours of time, but the marketing has to be included in all of that. Don't fall short by writing this incredible book that nobody's going to read. You have to invest in it and yourself to make sure that you create some kind of return on investment.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.